Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? You're doing well. We're still locked down. You know, now certain states are going through it and other states are kind of opening up. Well, what do you know? Man, it would have been nice if we could have all been on the same page from the get-go. Stop politicizing this shit and we could possibly be back to our normal lives. But nope, we have our freedoms and now we got to sit around and wait for everybody else to catch up. I get it. It's the price you pay for living in the best country in the world. You're kind of, you know, a little bit behind because your stupid brother just has to do whatever the fuck he feels like he has to do because of his freedom. And I get it. So we just got to realize, hey, you know, this is the give and take of having the type of society that we have. It's just like we can't force people to do shit. And that's what I love about this country. But we just have to accept the longer wait times. You know, like, hey, fuck it. Oh, well. But anyway, we'll get into all that later. As usual, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for listening. However you listen, if you stream it, if you download it, however you do, I appreciate it. Thank you to any new listeners. I appreciate it. So thank you for telling all your friends, your coworkers, your enemies. Appreciate it. I'm seeing a nice uptick. I'm starting to get a little bit of feedback from people. It's very much appreciated. So thank you. And you know what? I have to make this declaration now. I've been bullshitting. I'll figure it out this week. Next week, video podcast going up on Friday. I got to do it. I got to stop making up these excuses and I just got to get it done. I need to put the content out. So I'm fucking up. But all right, just moving on to my milestone. Now, for those who don't know, we have a 7-year-old son. His name is Miles, and I like to talk about the different things that he's into. Sometimes it's big, sometimes it's not. He's still really into the YouTube thing. He really wants, you know, to be a YouTuber. Or at least look like a YouTuber. And I've mentioned it already. I got the Mixer account set up. I waited the 24-hour cooldown period just to find out. It's basically, it's gone under. Now I got to set up a Twitch thing. And here's the thing about my son. I know my boy. He's absolutely infatuated with all the shit on YouTube. And here's the thing. I don't even really think he wants it to be on YouTube. He just wants it to look exactly like he is on YouTube, right? He just wants to see himself in the corner, and then the rest of the screen is nothing but the video game. So I have to spend a lot of time and money to figure out how to set this up so my boy can be happy, because that's what I'm here to do, man. I am here to raise a healthy young black boy, and I'm going to nurture and caress and help him. What's the word I'm looking for? It was nurture the word. I'm here to indulge him on all of his little hobbies. You know, I'm here to go, hey, oh, you like that? Boom, let's get this. Let's try it out. Here's a keyboard. All right, you don't like that? Well, fuck my $100. Okay, well, what about this? Oh, you really didn't want that scooter? Okay. Well, fuck my $40. Skateboard, bam. No? Okay, another $35 you don't really give a shit about. I'm trying to be funny here, folks. Relax. But hey, that's what I'm here for, man. It's to really like to support him and all of his hobbies that he comes across, you know, to finally see which one sticks. And plus I'll get to learn some stuff, you know? I'll be the cool dad. Like I can't wait. You know, for when he's old enough to really have that conversation with me, we'll probably sit down and podcast about it. He can tell me like, man, you know, when I was little, Dad, you used to be so great. You used to get me set up with this stuff. I can't wait. You know, like you always used to, you know, like support me when I had something new I was into. Maps, bam, got a book on maps. Planets, bam, thing on planets. Oh, you like this? Boom, here's a video game on that. You know, that's what I'm looking forward to this credit. But I know that will end up being a shit show. It's going to go terribly wrong. I'm going to have him on the podcast like, this is it. This is where I hear about how great of a dad I am. And it's just like, nah, you sucked. You had weird dad breath. You ate weird food. You had, I don't know, your clothes stunk. Your outfits were bad, and I hated your sneakers. It's going to be something like that. Or like, I never thought you were funny. I never got it. That's when I would totally lose it. But, man. Yeah, it's just weird to think, like, I have the dad things, you know, like, I don't know what it was with your dad. Like, you look at your dad and go, why does my dad always have dandruff? Or, like, why is that? He's got shit coming out of his nose, or, like, he eats weird food, or his coffee, he's always got coffee breath, or his clothes smell a certain way, his car smells a certain way. Like, that's me, and I don't even think about it. Like, I'm somebody's dad with all these dad characteristics. Like, just like, oh, shit, my dad. Oh, shit, dad's here. That's me. I'm the dude that I come home, people are like, oh, shit, now we can't do this. That sucks, man. I think I'm a pretty cool 40-year-old dude, but to somebody else, it's like, I'm dad. It's like the scary person. But I don't know, man. It's kind of shit I think about being a parent. Yeah, I think about weird shit like that, too. It's like, oh, God, my dad's. He's always leaving his, I don't know, my hoodies. Like, I wonder what he hates of mine or likes of mine. I don't know, man. It's just weird. I'm completely off the rails here, man. It's just like, because honestly, I don't know what I'm doing as a parent, man. I always feel like I'm the worst one, or I'm the least knowledgeable. Like, I feel like everybody else has it together. Everybody else knows what they're doing. Like, some people I hang out with, you go to, like, these, you know, get-togethers with my wife or something, and this other dude's my age, a little bit older, they're talking about property taxes, and I'm like, I don't know anything about any of this stuff. I don't feel like an adult, man. I really don't. I always second-guess myself, and being a parent is so scary, because I feel like it's a constant battle of, like, thin lines. Do I let him watch this? Do I shelter him from this? Do we talk about this? Do we wait till later? You know, should I let him stay up later? You know, is it okay for him to make these kind of jokes? Should he, you know, should he try this? Should I let him go over here? It's so much. It's like too much, and you can shelter him too much. You can expose him to things that they shouldn't be exposed to. And the thing is, it's like, I know, like, we're raising a child, you're gonna mess them up somehow. But my goal is, and I think I mentioned this before, you don't want to mess up something major. You know, like, if you're building a house, you don't want to fuck the foundation up. And that's what I don't want to do. All right. I don't want to fuck up the foundation. All right. I want somebody that's going to be productive, somebody that's going to be trustworthy, someone who can have good relationships with people and respect other people's ideas. And it's just scary, man, because you don't know what's going to happen. It's just like, I'm fine with, like, you know, maybe the side door doesn't line up all the way and it's a little drafty over there and you got to have somebody come readjust it. But I don't want to do some major shit where it's just like, hey, man, all the plumbing and wiring is backwards. You got to, like, and I don't mean plumbing in a sexual sense. I'm just talking about, or gender sense. I'm just saying that, like, because the plumbing and the electrical, pretty major in the house. I'm just saying those would be two major things to fuck up that could, you know, basically make a house not even worth looking into, because it's like, that's going to be way too much work and way too expensive to fix. And we haven't even got to the point, you know, to the point where we can talk about if I even like the tiles in the bathroom, or do we need a new backsplash in the kitchen, or new cabinets. This is like some major, major shit we talking about. So that's what I'm afraid of, man. It's just, I don't want to mess up something major, you know. It's very scary, but I feel like for the most part, most people do well, and it's about finding somebody who can help you, you know, fix those minor things, Or if you have a great partner, somebody who's willing to help you fix some of those major things as well. But we want to send them out there, you know. We want to put something nice on the market for people, to be honest. We want to put out something nice on the market. That's all we want to do, man. That's what we want to do. That's weird. Why am I looking at my son like a house? Like this old son. But you know what I mean, man. It's just scary. It's a lot of responsibility, man. It's a lot of responsibility. And speaking of responsibility, we have entered the white people being terrified all the time and pulling guns on people the moment they feel threatened by anything. And look, people know me, man. I'm a big gun guy. I'm all about self-defense. I'm all about two-way. I support it through and through. And I've seen the video. I've seen the pictures. I've seen the memes of the couple in St. Louis that they look like some straight up bosses from Grand Theft Auto Vice City. That shit is so funny. Those terrible ass khakis, that Izod shirt. She looks absolutely insane. So I've seen some pictures of her, man. That is a very intense picture. I mean, the eyes, she looks like she is pilled and wined up. You know, she looked like she was having a great time, and then she was absolutely, they caught her at that terrifying, sobering moment, you know, finger in the trigger well. Look, I'll say this, man. I'm all about defending yourself, defending your property, your land, your house, your whatever it is, your family. But me personally, if I'm scared because I see a bunch of people coming down the street and I don't really know what they up to, me personally, as a large black dude and how we are conditioned, I am not going out there, because if I go out there, people can always say, like, they were just walking down the street to go protest that, you know, down at the end of the cul-de-sac. Now, all of a sudden, I'm in the wrong because I assume their intentions. Even if they came a couple of feet up into my driveway, I still would not feel as if the law would be on my side at that point. I feel like as a black dude, people would literally have to be breaking shit windows and climbing into my home for me to even fire a warning shot. Now, that's just me. Because I feel like whenever we do shit like that, whenever we decide we want to defend ourselves, all of a sudden we are going to the letter of the law. Well, let's take a look here. But you get these suburban white people get scared, and all of a sudden it's all about how you felt and what you thought they were going to do. But when it comes to me, it's just, it better be very clear and apparent that they were coming after me. Did they say anything about me personally? They're going to want to know all this stuff. They're going to try to find a way to make it my fault. That's how much faith I have in our law enforcement system. Is that right or wrong? It is what it is. That's just how I feel. I feel like I would get fucked over in that situation. That's why I would never go out there. But I am all for 100% people protecting themselves and their stuff and their family. So we can make fun of them. We can laugh and all that kind of stuff. But my biggest issue is, like, when you go out there and you're pointing a gun at someone, you look deranged. You don't look like you're in your right frame of mind, and you have your finger on the trigger. To me, that's a bit far, because all it takes is for one slip and then boom, and now you got a mess on your hands. Now you're famous. I mean, you're already famous for doing this in the first place. But yeah, I don't have an issue with people like even if they came out, even if they like just walked outside of their front door and just stood there. I would go, that's completely fine, man, to find out what a group of people are doing in your neighborhood, and where it's clearly a private piece of property, a private street, and you see that the fence coming into your neighborhood has been knocked over, I think you're well within your right to step out armed to take a look at a bunch of people walking down your street. So, but my issue is pointing a gun at people if they really aren't doing anything to you. That's my issue. So, yeah. But it is crazy, man. You're seeing a lot more people starting to get guns now. It's like I fucking told y'all, man. You think all these gun laws are going to keep guns out of crazy-ass racist white dudes' hands? No, they're going to take them out of your hands as well. If anything, probably only your hands, because all the people that you say we should all be afraid of, guess what? They're already armed. So your best bet is to protect yourself and your family. And one way you can do that is get a goddamn gun, man. I mean, they're not evil objects. It's the people that do bad shit with them that, you know, give them a bad name. So, and I look at it like this, and some people could say it's corny. Like, there's people who, you know, like, I don't really think there's any bad religions out there. I could be wrong, but from what I know, I don't think any of the major religions are quote unquote bad. I don't think Christianity is bad. I don't think Islam is bad. I don't think Judaism is bad. I don't think that's bad. But I think what is bad, because those books alone by themselves, just like a gun, a Bible, a Torah, a Quran sitting on the shelf, sitting on a desk, doesn't do anything. Just like a pistol doesn't. And a Bible, a Quran, it can be used as a weapon, a Torah. It can be weaponized, you know? It's a book that can bring people peace, love, harmony, understanding, purpose. Same with a gun. It can bring people a peace of mind. It can bring people confidence. It can bring people dinner, you know, sense of protection, all that kind of stuff. But also, just like these books in the wrong hands can be devastating. You can do terrible things with those books and those words, just like you can pick up a gun and do terrible things with it. But the books themselves aren't bad. It's how people interpret to use those said items that make them bad. Now, some people may not agree with me. They might say that's a false equivalency, but that's just how I feel about it. Yeah, people have the right to protect themselves. You are starting to see people who are brandishing guns at people get arrested. Now they're getting felony charges in some cases, some other cases, misdemeanors. It's just, to me, that's why it's weird when you start trying to take the law into your own hands. We go back to the Ahmaud Arbery case. Billy got this whole ball rolling during the pandemic. People just taking the law into their own hands, shit going sideways, and all of a sudden, you want to play the victim and say, well, you were scared. You start running up on people with guns because you were scared and y'all get into a scuffle or the shit goes off. It's like, you got to pay for what you did, man. You fucked up. And that goes for private citizens and that goes for fucking police too. If you pull a gun out on somebody, man, that's what they say. You better be willing to fucking use that shit. Like Corleone the War posted something on his page today where he was talking about how he feels and how he kind of acts a little differently when he carries. And I put my thoughts on there. When I carry, I find myself a lot more analytical and thoughtful. I feel like I am a thoughtful person. I feel like I'm a pretty analytical person. You know, I go into a store. I am looking around. I'm looking out for people. You know, I don't think I'm paranoid to think about escape routes and all that kind of stuff, but I am very aware of my surroundings. You know, I've been cut in line before. I've had people be rude to me at grocery stores. And people who know me, I'm a pretty witty person. I got some pretty quick comebacks that could be funny. And at the same time, they can cut deep. Now, when I'm carrying a gun, I have to check myself. Because I go, you know what? And the thing is, I shouldn't do that shit anyway. Because I've gone off on people a couple times at stores. People being dumb. It's happened. We've all lost our shit and said some things to people. But when you have a firearm on you, you have to really know, like, you know what? This could get really ugly. I actually have the ability to take someone's life. So I have to make sure that I don't say or do anything that's going to cause somebody to get upset with me and attack me, because I'm the one that is armed here and I know that. So why would I provoke somebody or start an argument with somebody and put myself in a position to where I feel like I now have to defend myself in a life or death situation? So that's all I meant when I said I am more thoughtful and more, analytical when I conceal carry in public. Because someone tried to twist my words and all this kind of stuff. And, oh, you know, having a gun doesn't make me feel more confident. And I'm not scared when I go out in public without one. I'm not that guy. I don't need a gun to make me feel secure as a person or as a man. If I have it, I tell myself, when I walk into this store or wherever I am in society, I feel like, okay, if something happens, it's my responsibility to not only protect myself, but if there are other people around, especially women and children, it is my responsibility and duty to protect them as well, to get them back to their family safely. Now, some people might think that's some type of hero. I don't want to be a fucking hero, man, because most of the times in real life, fucking heroes die. I ain't trying to die. I have no fantasies of going to the store and being the guy who one shots somebody, you know, robbing a gas station or for some reason trying to hold up a fucking grocery store. That's not me. I don't want the headache. I don't need that nightmare. Okay. But I do take gun ownership very seriously, and it's a hell of a responsibility. It's like, I know, like, hey man, if something goes down and I'm in a position to help, or I have to help, I got to do it, man. This is like, there's people who want to go home too. So it's not something to be taken lightly. But if you are one of my lefty friends, man, it is time to consider to maybe, what's the word I'm looking for here? You want to cut back on some of the gun rhetoric, you know? Maybe help yourself out, get a gun, protect yourself at all times, like in a karate match. But okay, there it is. There's a show. That's a show. I fucked that up. 4th of July this weekend. Have fun. Be safe. Shoot fireworks. Get drunk. Not at the same time. Eat a whole bunch of ribs and all type of shit. Peace out. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter @ChrisAllenComedy, ALAN. Peace.